Governor Perry and former Houston Mayor White have been campaigning against each other for about 5 months now. Their stop in Austin to speak to the Texas Association of Broadcasters was sort of a condensed version of their campaign so far. Some say Governor Perry's re-election bid began with a rousing anti-Washington speech in April 2009. That same theme was front and center in yesterday's speech.
I think there are some people out there who go, well, wait a minute, you know, why is the governor of Texas talk so much about Washington, D.C.? And the reasons, from my perspective, are pretty simple. Somebody has to cover that debt that they're accumulating up there. Somebody has to pay the taxes that equate to a death by 1,000 cuts. That somebody is the hardworking people of our state, and they need a leader who will challenge Washington.
For Bill White, the event also brought back memories of his own campaign beginnings. White made a late entry into the governor's race because he had initially campaigned for the seat Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison never gave up.
So ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Democratic candidate for governor of the great state of Texas, Mr. Bill White.
Yesterday saw another late entry when White wasn't quite ready to take the stage after his name was called.
Now, as we all know, we all rehearse our news.
In the campaign, White was hounded by Democrats, begging him to make the switch from the Senate race to the governor's race. Thursday morning, it only took two attempts to get him on stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Bill White.
But once on stage, like in the governor's race, White quickly started swinging at Governor Perry.
And incidentally, if anybody in any party ever claims credit for everything good about Texas, you know they've been in office too long. We've had that tradition for a long time, generation after generation.
As the White campaign has evolved, so have his attacks against Perry. His initial been here too long attack changed to the state has gotten worse in areas like education. Most recently, White has focused on ethics and cronyism.
It's simply wrong, and you know it's wrong, and I know it's wrong, for people appointed to regulatory boards and commissions to solicit funds from the very people that they are supposed to regulate. That would stop if I was governor.
There has been less change in Perry's message. He's had 10 years as governor to perfect it. His push from the start of the campaign has been create jobs, lower taxes, and secure the border. That final point has been emphasized recently as the national debate over immigration and border violence has increased. The governor says securing the border has become paramount, with drug cartel-related deaths rising dramatically.
And the fact of the matter is, a line on a map is not going to constrain those individuals from crossing and doing harm to the citizens of this state.
But the speeches, like the candidates, remain separate. And at least for now, the 30 minutes that separated their appearances is as close to a debate as voters are going to get. Governor Perry says that's the way it will stay, unless White complies with his debate terms.
All he's got to do is release his income tax from those years as being the Assistant Secretary of Energy and, you know, be transparent and open with the people of the state of Texas about what you were doing. Were you doing any deals that the people of the state of Texas would need to know about? I suggest there's something there, or he would have already laid them out and said, not a problem.
White has already released tax returns for the years he was mayor of Houston and thinks that's enough. He says the reason there hasn't been a debate has more to do with Perry's campaign strategy than tax returns.
Fact is that his handlers just don't want him to appear before editorial boards or in debates where they can answer questions. I'll be happy to debate Governor Perry in many different formats and in many different cities and on many different topics, and the public demands that kind of accountability.
Both candidates say they're ready to debate. They're just waiting on the other to make the next move. There are about 11 weeks left until the November 2nd election. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.